Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning, August 7th, talking to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst, as we have of late. Mike, I was thinking the other day, it's amazing how normally we ho-hum about preseason and how desperate we will are to have it this year. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, okay.
You don't think?
No, for me, I don't. I understand preseason and why it's played. And it's really played for the younger players, for you to get an opportunity to see them. And, right. And would I want that? Yeah. But, man, a whole preseason game is, man, that's still a lot. And I know some people watch them, but I get what you're saying, that you like the relief of it.
Just given the circumstances.
Yeah.
Given the circumstances, exactly. A couple of questions come up. It's not about the defensive line, but I don't know when these people have to get out of the car, so I'm going to pass them along. Mike, right. How is Alvin Kamara doing?
Alvin's in great shape. We saw in the offseason in his workout. And he's a big part of this offense because of his value, not only as a runner, but also as a receiver coming out the backfield. You know, he is such a talent in this offense and what Sean Payton likes to do. So his health is good, and he's raring to go. But he's a key piece. And we saw it last year. He wasn't 100%. You know, he had some injuries that he fought through, and he didn't quite have that same burst and that ability to get away from people in traffic that we had saw earlier in his career. But he's primed up, and he's ready to roll.
Another text here. How much does Brady have left in the tank?
Man, you're watching something that you haven't seen a lot in pro sports, that a guy that age, and he's kept himself in tremendous shape. And he had one major knee injury a few years ago. But, man, he's still a remarkable player, driven. Because just looking at him, you wouldn't think that guy's got that type of fire roaring in him, but it's an inferno. And I think he's got a lot left in the tank. I think he'll play at least two seasons in the NFL. And, man, he's a competitor. And the Saints have some competition with the Bucs this year. And I've always thought they're a pretender team. You know, they didn't have enough to step in the ring. But they do now. Now, they haven't played together, so it'll be interesting how quickly that all comes around for the Bucs with Brady. And he's got a great receiving core, the best tight ends in the NFL. I think an offensive line that's better. Can they run the football? I think will be key.
Somebody else texted in, what does the NFL say about a head coach testing positive? How long would the head coach have to stay out, and would it be akin to a suspension?
Well, he's got to pass. He's just like a player. He's got to pass two tests that he's negative for before he returns. And we're seeing that with Doug Peterson out in Philadelphia, who tested positive. And so he's going through a protocol just like a player would go through. The exact same thing. He's got to test a negative twice before he can still return.
He can still be involved with the team, though, right? If they could find him a place to be on headsets by himself.
Well, if you're secluded by yourself, but come on. In these sort of workouts and what they're doing today, it ain't nothing technical. Now you going into meetings, and Doug is a lot like Sean. In that, if you're the linebackers coach, then you're the head coach of the linebackers. If you're coaching defensive backs, you're the head coach of defensive backs. You know, you sort of overseer of that group.
And I think we're talking about during the regular season, though.
During the regular season, that's a totally different story because you become the boss.
Right.
you're not going to be there.
But you could be electronically if you're separated?
I'm sure you could be, but I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. We will talk about the Saints defensive line with Mike Dettillier. Any questions, comments, text them into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. Right now we pause for WWL First News with Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 before 7, Friday morning, August 7th, back with Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. The reason I brought up preseason earlier, Mike, is it's just all of the stuff that would be going on with it and a regular training camp where we would be right here on August 7th. We probably, I don't have the schedule in front of me, will we be playing the first preseason game yet, or would that have been next week?
We'd be ready to roll with it.
That's so, what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it would be ready
preseason
to roll with
not
it.
At least it'd be going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so it's different this year, and we've all had to adjust different things. And, you know, even college football, it's going to be different covering it then. You know, because I do 11 college football pregame shows every week. So that's an adjustment for me because, like, the SEC doesn't start until late September. And, right. You know, they'll have some games in early September. And so, you know, all of it is an adjustment for all of us in how we prepare or how we watch sports. And you know, it's like everything in our lives has been kind of flipped upside down with what's happened literally since January.
So tell me about Cam Jordan. How underrated is he? Or do you
I think, and there's no question. But, you know, I think when you think of the Saints first, you know, right off the top of your head, you know, you're thinking about Sean Payton, Drew Brees, and the success both of them have had. And it's a pitch and catch game. And Michael Thomas has emerged as a star in this league. You know, defense doesn't come to mind real quickly with the Saints. But Cam Jordan, legitimately, you can make a strong argument. He is the best all-around defensive end in pro football for what he does, not only as a pass rusher, but his play against the run. And you know, a lot of times guys that are really good pass rushers are kind of middle-of-the-road guys when they run the football at them, because that's how you slow them down, you run it at them. But Cam's terrific against the run. As a run stuffer. And also, he has developed into one of the league's best edge rushers. And so he is underrated because I just think the way the Saints are built, you don't think of defense first. You're thinking of Breeze and Michael Thomas and Sean's offense and everything else. You're not thinking about the Saints' defense. And Cam Jordan, man, he is one heck of a football player. And you talk to other players in the league or other coaches in the league, you know, they bring that up quickly. You could make a really strong argument that he is the most complete defensive end in pro football today.
Marcus Davenport, Saints fans, do they underrate him, or are some Saints fans right in waiting for him to really come on?
I think, Tommy, you gave up a lot to get him. So when that happens, you have a lot of expectations on your shoulders. And he was a little bit, I can't say he's a project player, but he was a guy that didn't have a lot of experience because the way they used him at UT San Antonio, they put him on the left side, the right side. They stood him up. They put him with his hand in the dirt. So they moved him around because, man, when you're playing a team like UT San Antonio and I see him on the left side, I ain't running there. I'm going the other way, you know, because he's a force that way. So with Frank Wilson, when he was there, they kind of moved him around quite a bit. It's been the injuries with him more than anything, because when he's played, he's been productive as a player. And, man, he's got a big upside. You don't see a lot of 6'7" defensive ends that can run and have his athleticism. But, you know, back-to-back years, he's seen his season end with injuries. And, you know, that's disappointing, but because you could see the talent in Marcus Davenport that he has to be a really good player. But, you know, again, you know, the injuries have just kind of snuffed that out, and that you haven't seen the complete guy, and you did give up a lot to get him. So you know, fans or me, you know, I want to see the superstar player here. And he was going from being, I guess the best way I've described him this way, he's like Carpenter's helper when he first came into the league. And he was on the verge of being a finished Carpenter, and then he gets hurt last year. And they lose him and Sheldon Rankins the same week last year. And what that does to a defense, to lose two of your starters in the same week, and they didn't get to finish out the season.
You know, one thing that I love to do and that amazes me during the season is you'll be watching a game and all of a sudden you'll see one of these big giant men, some of whom are not all that svelte, that have actually dropped back in pass coverage and are doing a good job of it. And I guess that goes to the just the sheer athleticism in the NFL, huh?
Oh, and he was a former wide receiver. You know, he was a guy who played mostly wide receiver in high school. So, yeah, he's athletic. Man, he is... He's a very talented young man, and he could play in reverse when they drop him in that area. But, man, you got a 6'7" guy coming off the edge and with that type of speed and his wingspan that you, you know, if you're a quarterback and you're seeing him coming to you, okay, I want to get the ball over him or over the top of him, he gives you quite a chore to do it. Not only because of his athleticism, also because, you know, it's like trying to throw over a big condor. You know, he throws those arms up in the air, man. You're like, man, I just want to get rid of it and real quick.
What is that dinosaur, a raptor? What is it? What is the one that flies?
Well, I said it was a condor, but, you know, that's today's.
Yeah, I was just wondering what that dinosaur. I never was a big dinosaur. Anyway, we can take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about college, Mike. Auburn linebacker opting out, handful of other SEC players. What are you hearing from Coach O about anybody on the LSU team? I know one player had it, and he tweeted that this ain't no joke, and I'm quoting here, y'all stay your A home. So we're going to take a break, come back, finish our conversation with Mike Dettillier. Any questions, text them to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. It is 6:51 and a half. Time to look at traffic now on WWL. 6:55 now, 5 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier, your WWL NFL and college football analyst, talking a little football. Next hour, of course, we'll talk to Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, about your coronavirus questions, and Mark Rosa, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, about managing your money. So, are you hearing anything? First off, a couple of things. Some tweets from LSU players, one of them talking about he had COVID, and it ain't no jokes. You're a home. Some other tweets that involve LSU players, a linebacker on a new helmet saying he can't blinking breathe under this thing. Another one, Austin Decula, saying it's like breathing in a Ziploc bag. What do you hear from Coach Z about protections, about helmets, about maybe players opting out or not playing?
Well, none of them have opted out yet. Now, with the players with that mask, you know, the biggest complaint they get is, man, that it fogs up. You know, you breathe it out in this heat and you know, you're trying to work with it. The first thing is going to be it's going to fog up on you. And so they're just trying to do the best they can with it. And it does have some difficulty, you know, with your breathing. You're a big man, you know, and you're trying to suck in some air. That's the first thing that's going to you're going to mess with. Your breathing and also it's going to fog that mask up. So they're trying to work around it as much as they can and trying to get players used to it to see. I think O.S. said that he would give them the option of wearing it and not wearing it. And so far, you know, there's been some, but you can understand that, you know, if you're a big man having to wear that and you're not used to it, that those options are going to be there with your breathing and also your ability to see well and not well.
Well, those of us that wear glasses that have been wearing the mask and had the glasses on and tried to look at something in a store or read something, the glasses fog up and you can't see anything.
Yeah, and so that's become an issue, and so they're trying to work around it. But listen, we put a man on the moon, so we can figure out, you know, some of this other stuff with it. But so far, LSU's been lucky. They have no players that have opted out that we've heard of yet. And I got a friend of mine every day, and he's a pain in the yuck to be about this, but he'll always tell me, man, I'm disappointed in you. You're not talking about Alabama players opting out. You know, I know he's saying it in a joking manner, but so far, you know, LSU, Alabama, nobody has opted out yet. Now, we have heard, you know, and yesterday, kind of a barrage of them, where Gregory Russo from Miami of Florida, Micah Parsons from Penn State, Rondale Moore from Purdue, all sort of making the personal and business decision not to play this year. But, you know, players, those are players outside the SEC. But for Russo and Parsons, you know, if I did a top 32 for 2021, they would be in my top 10. So it certainly affected Miami of Florida and Penn State.
So did they keep their year of eligibility?
No, they're training for the NFL draft.
Okay.
That's their comments, that they've decided to opt out and that they would train and get ready for the 2021 NFL draft. So it's a personal decision, but it's also a business one too.
It's a good excuse if you wanted to maybe not play anyway and protect yourself. Do you lose your eligibility though or not if you opt out?
Well, if you sign with an agent, you do.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
No, if you opt out and you're not with an agent, you can come back and play in 2021, but you can't play in 2020. Once you decide to opt out, you can't come back, but you would still have eligibility for 2021.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you next Friday about what's going on in the NFL, specifically with the Saints. Next hour, we're going to talk. Have a good weekend and stay safe. Fred Lopez joins us, our friend, professor of medicine, section of infectious.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.